to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, every one of you, for being here, for coming to another show and bringing your vibration and your frequency to the collective consciousness of the Wisdom Orb. It is for you that we're here for. You have actually created this. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. It's especially important right now that we do gather like this, right? It really is important that we gather like this, especially right now, because this is the time of beautiful, fresh, powerful new energies coming in. And we really are stepping into our power. We really are awakening to our sovereignty. We really are remembering our true selves. So let us invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke and ask that all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service be with us today and open our hearts, especially to the message that is going to come through, for we are all here for a reason. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Siobhan Wilcox is Irish and comes from a lineage of intuitives. Born with the ability to heal, she has built on these gifts over the last 25 years, supporting thousands of people, both individually and in groups, from corporate bank managers to recovering drug addicts. Alongside her energy coaching, she is a home healer and feng shui specialist and insists that if we truly wish to evolve at all levels, which is mind, body, soul, and spirit, we need to consider the impact our home has on this evolution. She is passionate about creating sacredness. Siobhan guides her clients in turning on their miracle-making abilities through tools and rituals that support the activation of their DNA into a new experience and higher vibration while anchoring their homes to be the temple that supports this expansion. The testimonials from the lives she has touched, healed, and saved unveils a world where darkness can be released with ease and grace, karma overcome, and success levels increased. Her passion is to step her clients into their full power as they activate their own healing abilities. With thousands of hours of study in the area of energy work, stress reduction, and vibrational medicine, Siobhan brings a wealth of knowledge to the table alongside her natural-born abilities. She is a best-selling author, inspirational speaker, accredited trainer, and has been regularly interviewed for TV, radio, and print. So welcome, Siobhan. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian, for having me on. I'm so excited to be here.
It's going to be a wonderful call. It's been a long time since we've spoken about our homes in this manner. And I'm not sure if we ever have spoken about our homes in this manner on this particular show. So we'll see what is going to come through. So let me just share with everyone what the topic is. The topic today is your home as an evolutionary tool, why it is critical to now consider your home's role in your soul's evolution. So interesting topic today, very fascinating. Siobhan's going to be taking everyone through a grounding process. So there's going to be a grounding process that we'll go through as well. And then also we're opening up the phone lines, of course, for you to ask your question.
So yes, I can't wait.
Woo-hoo. Yes. If you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand. And you can ask Siobhan, what message is your soul wanting to give to you? Right? So you'll be getting a message from your soul. So if you would like a message from your soul, *2 to raise your hand. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box. And we'll get to as many as we can, both on the phone and on the webinar page. And of course, we've also prompted you that if you're also wanting to ask about the primary energy block that you're holding that is impacting your soul's evolution and success, you can ask that as well. So message from your soul, or what is the primary energy block that you're holding that is impacting your soul's evolution and success? Well, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let's go ahead and get started. And what I wanted to ask you is, because I have heard that you are also a soul whisperer, a soul whisperer. So, Siobhan, what does that mean to be a soul whisperer?
Well, you know, thank you for asking that, Ian, because most people, when they see that on my website or in anything about me, they can think I'm a medium. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love communicating with the other side, but it's not what I do. I've trained as a medium. I actually trained with James Van Praagh as a medium, and took his really powerful training. But when I say I communicate with the soul, what I'm doing is I'm going up to your soul, to your higher soul self, and I'm accessing information from that realm, and I'm bringing it down to you in this very moment in time so that you can shift energy blocks. So that's one part of the soul whispering piece that I bring in. And then the other side is, because I focus so much on healing homes, I help shift energies such as ghosts and energy beings that get stuck in properties, and I help move those over to the other side. So there's kind of like two different areas of soul whispering, but it's not mediumship, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, before we get into the topic of homes per se and feng shui, et cetera, I wanted to have you share with us a little bit around the shift. So you mentioned mm-hmm. that there's a shift, a huge shift that happened actually late last year on the planet, and it's impacted all of us. And you've mentioned that some people are still unaware of that. So could you share what that shift is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Ian, I just really want to honor you for holding the space for this whole seminar of all of these amazing speakers that you've had on, because everyone is bringing a piece of this bigger shift that happened to the table. You know, we all have a little piece of the jigsaw that when it's put together, it's like an aha moment. So when I heard that you were doing this and you were talking about being sovereign, I'm like, okay, I have to see if Emil let me come on, because I have a piece to share on this piece. Because this whole language about being sovereign is coming in now because of this shift that happened.
Mm.
So, you know, you really got the energy vibration. Really pulled it together. You really are in service of helping everybody understand all of the pieces, you know. I've been listening to a lot of your speakers as well, the other speakers, and they've just had all of these incredible high vibrational messages and energy. And my soul sister, Amuna, talking about starseed resets. And I guess all part of this, you know, we need to up-level ourselves at all levels. But the reason that we're all being called to this right now is because in late December, a whole energy that was there supporting us left the planet. And what it was called, well, what they told me, my guidance team told me it was called the guru layer. But if I can go back a little bit in time first, so I can tell you how I was able to understand this piece.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. So if we go back 12 years in time, I was told one day that I was going to meet a beautiful being, and he was going to give me new information that was essential for my DNA. And I met this being called Pan. Pan is the overseer of the Devic realm. And he told me his name was the architect, that he'd been here at the beginning of time on this planet before we even as souls were here on the planet. And then he held all the blueprints of the planet. And so he observed all of the evolution that had occurred in this Earth space, Gaia space, and that he wanted to help me understand that something very fundamental had happened under soul contract to us, and that he was going to give me all of the different keys to unlock our DNA. So I started on this crazy 6-month journey with Pan, where he brought me in through layers of our DNA and gave me different processes to open up our DNA so that we could have incredible enlightened access as beings. And he told me it was to help us return our souls to their full evolution. So that's why I speak a lot about soul evolution in the work I do. It was a very, as I said, intense journey. And, you know, because for me, I'm very experiential. So I seem to have created this crazy contract that I had to experience every piece of this. It was like, no, really? You know, do I really have to go through all of these pain pieces that were programmed into our DNA and figure out, like, through my own pain of the experience, how to then unlock it? Yeah, and the answer is yes, I did, because that's exactly what happened. And what I ended up with was a big load of processes that were going to help unlock everybody's DNA. So then I had all these, but then I wasn't allowed to deliver them. I was told that it wasn't the right time, that other things had to be put in place ahead of it, so I had to hold on to it. Mm. But it was an amazing experience and a frustrating experience, as you can imagine. You're given all this, and then you're telling them, don't use it. Just hold us. Just go back to us, because things aren't lined up yet. Things haven't quite been set in the way they should be for it to be activated. So I waited and I waited. And in my own work, I was able to use it individually with people that came for private sessions, but I wasn't allowed to write about it or put it out into the larger audience. And what I found happening was that the more I observed humanity, the more I could see these pieces at play, like the gripping of mass consciousness that was put in, and all of these other pieces, these fear-based pieces that were programmed through us, they all started to make a lot more sense in our larger human experience on our planet. And then what I was also shown is that the beings that had undertaken, and this is going to maybe push a few people's buttons when I use this word, but to support us in reducing our DNA from this fifth dimensional space that we all were in that time in Lemuria, right, where we had this much more expanded consciousness and had reduced us down to this three-dimensional experience, which is very challenging for the majority of us to live inside of, like that, like up, down, left, right, everything has a front and a back. It's like very polarized. That these beings, the Anunnaki beings that had come in, did this under a contract, and us as a soul group chose this experience, if that makes sense to you, Ian.
The Anunnaki chose the experience?
The Anunnaki chose to support us as the others. Now, when they were in the experience, they had no idea they were supporting us, right? Inside of their experience, they were manipulating us. But their higher souls knew what was at play, and our higher souls knew what was at play, if that makes sense to you. So I used to study with this beautiful woman, and she said, like, up in God's coffee shop where we all sit down and we all decide what game plan we're going to play out, and we go through our script and we go, okay, so you're going to do this to me, and then I'm going to have this experience, and then that's going to make me feel this way. And then I'm going to evolve because of that, right? Inside of that experience, those beings were here to support us. But, you know, darkness forgets sometimes that it is actually God in action. It forgets that it is trying to support at some level, and it just goes straight into that whole dark role. And then light is trying to overcome it at all times. It's the duality, right? It's the light versus the dark.
Yeah.
So we play out this game on our planet. And in December 2019, what happened is all of these gurus that were holding the codes to get to release them to us said to me, they came en masse and they said, we need to take the codes away from you, Siobhan. You can't have them now. Things have changed. There's a faster way of doing this. We need to bring a new energy to the planet. Everybody has to remember that they're sovereign. Everybody has to remember who they really are. And doing it this way through this DNA coding piece is not going to work. So I kept hearing from people, you know, they took this energy off the planet, and then personally, everything went dark for me. I lost all my gifts. I couldn't hear anything, see anything, feel anything. I was like sitting in a void. And I was going, OMG, what has happened? There's a void, and I'm in it, and I don't know how to get out of it. And I started to get messages of how to move the energy through using mantra and chant, which is why the free gift I set out for the tribe was around how to clear negative energy, and it's a mantra list, because it's very powerful to move us from this old energy into something that's completely new. You know, it's like a frequency resetter. So am I making sense, Ewan?
Yeah, you are making sense. I wanted to find out a little bit more about the event of 2019 and what's transpired between then and now.
Yeah. Well, when the guru lair left, I always think I like chocolate cake, right? So I like, and I'm gluten-free, but I still can dream, right? So I see the layers of our planet and the layers of spirit and how they interact with us like a chocolate cake. And the guru lair held so much light for us. And it really what it was, that layer of energy, was the star seed galactic energy from all the planets that we have been sourced from, sent information back to help us remember who we were. And it was stored inside of that layer. So when that layer got removed, it's like all this other layers dropped down onto us. So people started to feel very ungrounded. They started to feel there was a lot of fear energy coming up. And of course, at the same time, the pandemic energy hit. So, which was, by the way, all orchestrated. Not always in a good way either. You know, darkness saw an avenue to come in because the light en masse had been taken out. But with people like Ewing, who have been really supporting the collective for holding this frequency of information, knowledge, and light like you've been doing and others like you, that can actually help people up-level their light support systems through remembering that it is about sovereignty. You know, we see now, I don't know if you've been noticing, inside of the tribe, I've been sharing these starseed paintings.
And
they started to come in at the same time that this new energy started to come in. And I was confused at the time of why am I getting all this starseed council coming in. And then they told me, remember, the guru lair were our star seeds. But now we can access our own star seed. And we can go up. And we can be that sovereign, connected soul self. So if we think of what that guru lair offered us, what it was supposed to originally be designed to offer us was a roadmap that would bring us back to full source connection from our own sovereign self. But what it actually ended up doing was it ended up almost acting like a buffer that we go, oh, well, we need the information of such and such a person for us to access our source. it was like it created an intermediary space instead of just a direct access space. So now we're inside of this new energy space. And inside of that space, we have our starseed energies able to connect with us much stronger. We have a lot of the energy that the guru layer was buffering, like this. Some of it is that darker fear-based layers that have dropped down closer to us. So when all of this, all of my gifts left, which was very terrifying, and I can tell you that, because suddenly I am like a blind person. I can't. I've been able to heal since I was six. So I've been able to see energies around people and remove energies from people, and that's just been my whole life. I mean, it's been everything for me. And for it to suddenly all go, I was like, I think I'll just have to watch Netflix. Like, what else do I do? Right? I just kept waiting for it to come back. And it did. It started to come back slowly. And what started to happen was these beings, they call themselves the I Am beings. And there's different layers of them. They started to return and talk to me. And they say, this is the next piece. This is the next evolution. We need to now get out of the way so that people can really evolve very fast. The guru layer, at some point, we reached an energy, almost like a ceiling on our planet, where the guru layer, instead of being the support system, was now the blocking system. It got out of the way, so now the ceiling has been removed. So now any of the energies that were in the way of that want to communicate to get out of our way even faster. So why I also am talking about the home being so important inside of this, if we think of the beautiful temples, sacred temples, I'm sure you've traveled to a lot of sacred places on the planet in your time.
Some, yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. Right. I know I have gone to Ireland because that's where I'm from, but gone to temples in Mexico and gone to France and gone to Greece and, you know, traveled to really connect with that sacred energy, right? That's in these places that was created by these beautiful gurus, these beautiful ancient cultures that honors the earth and honored the frequency and were able to create a vibrational frequency that would help us up level. Well, when this guru layer left, what they told me is, and I was already practicing feng shui for years and doing all of this home healing for years and land healing, but they told me now it is more important than ever that our homes become our sacred temples. We no longer need to go anywhere to receive the guru energy. The guru energy is us. And we now need to create the home that we live in to be the sacred temple that holds us inside of our sovereign self so that we can evolve even faster and higher. It's like we don't need to go anywhere, Ian. I mean, we all can eventually, we've started, thank God, to be able to go back out because that was very traumatizing to all of us that we were stuck in place. But we don't actually have to go anywhere to receive sacredness, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, in many ways, it's also our body as well. You know, our body is our temple and the home is our temple.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the home a little bit. Now that you've mentioned that, I absolutely can feel into what you are saying. And already my home is speaking to me. Just because you brought it into the consciousness, I'm sure that people's homes all of a sudden now, because you brought this into our consciousness, are speaking to us. But, you know, since you've been working with homes for so long and been doing feng shui, I'm sure it's a little different to feng shui, but I'm sure is feng shui part of it? Explain a little bit about the home as a temple.
Yes. Well, you know, for me, everything is frequency and vibration. I spent 3 years studying vibrational medicine. And when I was inside of that training, I realized that life is frequency, vibration, sound, crystals, color. Everything we offer, every word that comes out of our mouth has a frequency vibration. So if you go to usually the very sacred places on our planet, there has been a connection back to sound, back to frequency, and back to vibration. And we can use this as a tool to start to reset our home's energy. We can, that's why I gave the mantra as part of, as well, for helping to clear negative energy from your home as the free gift I offered everybody. Mm-hmm. There's an hour-long mantra list there that I picked very carefully so that when you play it, it starts to reset the energy in the space you play it in. And you can move it room to room if you like and play it for an hour in room, an hour in another room. You can put it through your television and play it that way. You know, find them on YouTube and figure them out and just play these sounds. And they're going to start to reset the energy in your home. What I've discovered, because I've been working with people for a long time, and I used to do their homes separately. So a client would come for a session with me, and then they might be interested in a home healing. Or sometimes somebody might find me just to do a home healing, but they wouldn't have a session with me. So what I discovered is over time that the people that did both really anchored in a whole different level of evolution, because their home is where they, you know, spend at least 8 hours to 10 hours a day. And most of us right now have been 24 hours, right, mm-hmm. inside our home. We do the really important stuff for our subconscious mind inside our home, which is to sleep. Because when we sleep, our subconscious mind off less energy. It clears out old patterns and belief systems. And it reboots our immune system. It up-levels us. And if we don't have the consideration that where we are sleeping in is sacred, then we aren't supporting ourselves at the fullest level that we can possibly support ourselves.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things, Siobhan, that you see in your clients where we are doing things maybe unwittingly, or, you know, is there a list of the top three things that people might be doing where we have no idea of the actual impact? You know, certain mm-hmm. things that we know of, right? There's certain things we know. You know, we don't leave, you know, the dishes strewn around the kitchen, right? I mean, there's some things that I think intuitively we just know, right? Sometimes yep. we do that even if we know. But are there things that we do that most people go, oh, wow, I had no idea, that are impacting the energy and the sacredness of our home?
Absolutely. Mm. And, you know, one thing is people don't consider their technology. They don't consider that when emails come into their inbox that they have energies attached to them, and that the energies attached to them can be attached to the people on the other end. And sometimes they're deliberate scammers, right, that are sending this frequency of scamming and corruption into our space just through our computers, through our phones. So one of the things I do is I play mantra to clear the energy of my computer and my inbox, because it filters into our home and we don't even feel it or see it. But I can walk by my husband's computer and go, oh, you just got some really bad emails from work, did you? And he's going, yeah, why do you know that? And I said, because it's tangible in the space.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the frequency of it. You know, the frequency of what it is that you're watching on your television, what it is you're listening to. For people listening to this in their homes right now, this is a really supportive thing to be listening to for your home. All of your speakers, because you're up-leveling your home's frequency and yourself, right? But you're in your home probably listening to this. So the other thing is, where do you put your bills? You want to get your opportunity to come into your house, but if you have all of the bills or things that are associated with the debt right close to where opportunity accesses you, either through your office space or through your front door, it's like the energy will just go straight to the bills. So people don't even consider that usually, Ian. They think, I'll just take my mail and I'll put it by the front door and I'll deal with it later. Right? Because we do that. We just take it out of the mailbox, we carry it in, we put it by the front door. Well, that is a huge energy drain for our prosperity right there inside our front door. Also, another thing people don't realize is that the energy of all of the people that lived on the property before you ever lived there, even on the land before you, the home was ever built on the land, has an influence on you in your home unless you have consciously chosen to complete with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just listening and hearing and feeling into it.
Mm-hmm. Like I can go into a home, say there's two homes side by side. They're exactly the same layout. They're exactly the same time they were built. And they're exact same everything. Now, you would think from a feng shui point of view that they would have the exact same outcomes for the people living in those homes, because that's the tradition of feng shui. You'd have the same things running. But what I've discovered is that your home can be built on an energy that is not supporting you. There could be divorce energy in one home, but not in another home. There could be sickness energy in one home, but not in another home. And that energy mightn't be your energy, but it heavily impacts the people that live in that home, even though the people that had that as their experiences no longer live in that home.
I see. So we're not there yet, but we'll have an opportunity to hear about your private session. But is that something that you would then identify and work through with the client in private session?
Well, what I'm going to be doing is actually in the option one, I'm going to be going through all the different pieces in your home that can be destructive to you.
Okay.
So I'm going to be giving that to people. I'm going to give them also my private, what I use for my checklist, so they can figure it out. And then I'm going to give them processes to clear it.
Okay. So we'll get there. We'll talk about that greater detail when we get there. I just thought maybe that you do that work for clients as well, where you can identify
I do that, but it's usually a 6-hour process. It takes a while to figure out all of the different layers. And so I really want to teach people inside, if anyone's interested in learning that, how to do it for themselves.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just want to give you, if I can give you this one thing, like one of the pieces, I was called in because there was a child who wasn't sleeping. And the mom kept saying, she keeps saying there's a monster in the closet, Siobhan. I mean, seriously. I'm like, okay, no, maybe there is a monster in the closet.
Yeah.
You know, and so we did a Zoom call, and there was this monster in her closet. I kid you not.
Oh, wow.
But the monster was actually a guardian being that had been part of a Native American Indian tribe. So they had set up hundreds of years beforehand. She was living on Native American Indian land, but she didn't have any connection to that culture. But she was a very intuitive being, and her daughter was very psychic. So the being had literally gone house to house to see if anyone could see it, because it needed to be released. Mm-hmm. It was stuck on the land because it had been anchored to protect that land. But the tribe was gone, and they had never released the being.
So the monster, this being, knew that this daughter and her mom would be able to help.
And, well, they were trying to find somebody that would like recognize them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like looking at it, and like the poor being was shriveled up and like shaking and was like, help me, help me. I removed it. And the minute the daughter came home from school, because she wasn't in the house when we did the process, and it was done all over Zoom, she came in, she goes, oh, monster's gone now. Great.
That's beautiful. That's, yeah. Thank you for your work.
Right?
Thank you for your work. So beautiful.
But we don't even know what can be on our land.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a very unusual one, because I've done like literally hundreds and hundreds of houses, and that's the only time I've ever found a being like that on the land. Right? But we can be having very strange experiences in our homes, and we're not even sure what it's coming from, because it might have nothing to do with us. It may be an old frequency that no longer wants to be in a relationship with us, that wants to move away from us, that wants to say goodbye, you know, but we don't know how to move the energy because we don't even have the awareness of what to ask for.
Yeah.
To ask, you know, is there an energy here that no longer it wants to be in relationship with us? And how do we move that if there is?
Yeah, so I wanted to revisit, if you would, the connection between our soul's evolution and our home being the sacred temple. Just, you know, revisit that. Also, perhaps for those who also joined later, but sometimes, you know, having the same conversation in a different way is also very helpful. So let's talk about the relationship again between our home and our soul's evolution. So, you know, what I'm getting from this is that our home is really a partner, right? It's a home can be a partner and really a guide and a being in and of itself to assist us and our soul in its evolution.
That is a beautiful way of putting it. That's because I always say you're in a relationship with your home, right? And so that idea of the partnership is exactly the right language for that. You know, our home is in a relationship with us, and how we are in that relationship is either unconscious or conscious, aware or unaware. And, you know, just as you said at the beginning, when we started talking about the home, you started feeling into the energy of your home and how it's changing relationship with you just here on the call, right? Our homes want us to be supported. They want us to thrive because then they thrive. They get repaired. They get up-leveled. They want to feel good too. It's like they're like a living being. You know, I was helping a client prepare a house for sale, and the house was very excited because the person who had owned it couldn't afford to do the work. But they were excited to have somebody else come in to do the work so that they would get up-leveled themselves and revamped. Like they want to have a makeover, but the makeover doesn't have to be a cosmetic makeover. The makeover ideally is first and foremost an energetic makeover.
Okay.
Where we start to clear out the old patterns, the old beliefs, where we let go of these energies that dropped down when the guru layer left our planet, you know. They were supposed to support us, always to support us. They're called the I am energies. That's what I was told to call them. And they have been also inside our homes, as well as around us as individuals. And they were supposed to be the energies that would nudge us slightly to remind us to resource ourselves if we were coming out of alignment because of our I am language, you know. Because we use that I am statement is the most powerful statement we have. and we can pull ourselves out of frequency or push ourselves into frequency just by changing our I am energy, as you know yourself. So inside of our homes, these energies now no longer want to be in relationship with us. The energies that interfered with us, the energies that created fear, they no longer want to be in our relationships. They want to leave us. They want to leave our homes. They want to leave us as individuals so that we can become more sovereign, more connected to our source. And if we think of our homes as a foundation that we ground ourselves on, like that platform, so if we can set the frequency of what is literally beneath our feet, the place that we sleep in every night, the place mm-hmm. that we eat in, if we can create that to be this magnificent, delicious, yummy, energized space that like becomes our own Merkaba, right? So we're going to up level and zoom, zoom, zoom. And then our homes get excited about that too, because they want us to up level and they want us to move that energy.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you. I wanted to go to the phones. Yeah. I wanted to go to the phones now. And I know there's going to be some questions creeping in about homes. Because mm-hmm. this is...
I love it. Yeah, bring them. Okay.
Yeah. So if you'd like to know what message your soul has for you, if you'd like to find out what primary energy blocks are that you need to let go, or, of course, since you've opened it up, if you have any questions about your home, come yeah. on, let's open it up. Let's serve everyone here. Okay, so let's go to the phone first. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in there. We'll get to as many as we can. And, of course, the divine will use those we choose to provide answers to the rest of you as well. Okay, so we're going to go to Hilton Head, South Carolina. And if your phone is registered there and it's a 4288 number, ends in 4288, excuse me, then you're on live with Siobhan.
Hi, Siobhan. Thank y'all for taking my call. Mm-hmm. She really struck a chord with me about my home. And I'm sure she could easily read the energy here. I feel like I've been thinking about this all day before the call. I don't have energy, and I haven't for most of my life. And I thought, you know, I had broken my neck when I was 19, and really, I'm just physically worn out all the time, mm-hmm. and have from dealing with pain. But I feel kind of emotional. I guess I really want to know if my soul has a message for me today.
But I didn't catch your name, my beautiful one.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Colette.
Thank you. You know, I'm being shown this big energy drain coming out of your physical body. Oh, bless you, sweetheart. So you are always in service. You're over-serving. You're over-giving. You are always trying to be the one that turns up for everybody else. And it's just about also being sovereign to you. So at some level, it's almost like, you know, you need to close your own front door. You need to close down at times the energy giving on your side so that you have energy for yourself. So if you consider that your home wants to support you at this very moment in time and it wants you to have more energy in and of itself, I want you to just take a deep breath into the body and let that energy go through your body. And then just maybe consider the invitation to close down any energetic drains that are no longer serving you. Does that resonate with you?
It sure does.
Yeah. Yeah. you know, they don't serve you. They never have supported you. And I'd like you just to look around your own home and say, what will it take for you to start supporting me now? And then just close your eyes when you think of that and just see what you receive. And you can share that with us or you can keep that for yourself.
I feel like I haven't poured my energy into creating a home, much less a sacred space for me to thrive in.
Yeah. So one of the great things for you to do, just to start, if you haven't already taken down the clearing your mantra list that I gave you in the free gifts, just take that and start playing it in your space. At first, you mightn't like to listen to some of it because it can be irritating to the nervous system if there's a lot of negative energy around you. But just play it for an hour a day and then up-level it to 2 hours a day. Play it in your bedroom before you go to bed. Play it in your breakfast room or kitchen, wherever you are eating, while you're preparing your food, and just start to let it shift the energy in your space. It's going to help close down some of those energy drains for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Thanks for
calling
in.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Can I ask you what you were talking about earlier about teaching us if we wanted to learn how to do?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to go through that. There's going to be, I have a class, two virtual classes I'm going to be teaching on going through your home to release harmful energies in your home. So that's going to be part of some of the options. It's option one that I'm offering to the tribe. There's going to be two live classes with me on video. But I'll go through those, I think, Ian, at the end, right?
Yeah, we'll be doing that in about 10 minutes. There's going to be a process at the end, so make sure you're on for that process as well, because that's going to be a beautiful grounding process, which I really believe will help you as well. But we'll be talking about the offer in probably about 10 minutes, so we'll see you there.
If I can't be there during the live virtual class, is there a recording of it?
Of course, sweetie. It'll be recorded for you. Yeah.
All
right. Thank you.
You're welcome, my love.
Much love. Yeah. And just for everyone, there's always the replay and the recording. It's pretty much 100%. And I just wanted to just share with everyone, because I do get questions later on, usually about the free gift. The free gift is on the webinar page. So if you're not on the webinar page, then go back to the welcome packet that you received either when you signed up or that we sent to you via email just before the season started. We don't list the free gifts on the main website because they're for you. They're for the tribe. We don't put them out to the general public. They're just for the tribe. So check your email and you'll see the webinar page, and it'll have the free gift there, or if you go back to your welcome packet, it'll be there as well. Okay.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah.
I kept saying it, but then I realized people might know where to find that. So
yeah, that's good. So I always get questions after the fact that people are asking where it
know.
Is.
Yeah.
I
know, right?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Cell phone looks like 5113. You're live. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello? If your cell phone is registered to Chattanooga, you're live on the phone. Anyone home? Hello. Okay, let's go to Detroit, Michigan, 5311. Interesting how I chose similar numbers, huh? 5311 are the last four digits. Detroit, Michigan.
Hello, I'm here.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm very grateful. I just said, you know, if there's a message for me, please pick me, and here we are. So I am very grateful for both of you. I really believe that my domain here that I live in is really a pretty sacred space for me. But my question would be, if anything, I've gone through two bouts. There's a purpose. I've gone through two bouts of cancer and had radiation, and it's affected my lungs and my liver. So I'm really perky. I just wonder, is there anything, any message or anything in my, you know, in the environment here that you might pick up on that might be hindering it? I'm very connected to the Palladians, and it's a busy house that I have here, living all alone with all my beans. But I love it. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm very happy.
And what was your name, my love?
Adorable Janice. No, it's just adorable. Janice, but I added the adorable.
You
yeah.
are adorable.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you adorable Janice.
There you go.
So
thank you.
Yeah. So just take a moment to settle in, if you don't mind. Just take a deep breath and feel your feet connecting to the earth for a second. I just want to breathe into the space around you. So one of the things when we look at different illnesses in the body, Janice, that we need to really consider in our space is the electromagnetic frequencies. In our space, and you know, any electronics near your bed or even in the room behind your bed or below your bed can impact you while you're sleeping.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have looked at that yet or considered that for yourself. You know, there's some very simple things you can do to support that.
Sure. Sure.
You can get a springless box spring, so no electronic energy can get through you into you while you're sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get a springless mattress, which does the same. So you're very sensitive to electromagnetic frequency. And
yes.
You need to, yeah, and you really need to consider how it accesses you. And you can use baking soda.
Oh, that was very like strange when you said that. I got a very like when you said that frequency can access you, that's just like, whoa, that's a big red flag there. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to, you know, I'm going to talk about this more on the training because it really impacts people in general. Mm-hmm. But a tip you can have to help you right now is to get baking soda. Is that what you call it over here, Ian, baking soda?
Yep.
And you put it under your bed, under round your bed. And you just put it in containers, open. I know if you have small children or animals, you've got to be careful they don't get into it. And it protects you. It creates an energy field of protection around you while you're sleeping.
Well, interesting. Well, I do have my cell phone in my bedroom. I live alone, and so I will no longer do that. Or sometimes I listen. Like I might be listening to the replay, for instance, of this later, and then I fall asleep, and there's the phone right there. So new practice.
Yeah. New practice.
So this
get rid of any, like, unplug electronics in your room, even your television or anything else. Yeah. Unplug it because you are really, really sensitive to that stuff.
Okay.
I hope that helped you, honey.
Well, I appreciate it, and I will give it a try. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, much love. Blessings to you.
All right, let's go to the web and take some questions from the web. People have written in. We're going to go to Odile from France. Hi, beautiful. What is the primary energy block I'm holding that is impacting my soul's evolution and success?
Thank you, Odile, for asking. So as I tune into Odile's energy, there seems to be, call it the oh my God energy. It's like there's a frequency, and it feels like one of the I am frequencies. Am I correct in that? Yeah. So it looks like an interference energy that is coming into your space. Now, when we didn't really get into this piece, Ian, when we were talking, but these energies, these I am energies, there's a number of different ones. And each of them has, a different language or different words that come with them, if that makes sense. Like, oh, my God, is, oh, it's an I am three, okay? You know. And so when I hear them in and around people, I know that that piece is what is interrupting the revolution.
Mm.
And I am energy, and I am three energy is an interference energy that comes in when you are using I am language to pull yourself away from source. So it's I am not good enough language. I am not supporting myself enough. I'm not self-caring enough. That creates an I am three energy to interrupt you. So that's what's your main piece that you need to work with right now, is re-relationshiping that so that you're bringing yourself more back into your self-care space.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is Karen from Glasgow in Scotland. Hi.
One of my favorite places.
We have got so many people from the UK on this call. I can just see everyone here. We might need to have a special Q&A call that we just set up or something like that. There's so many questions. Okay. Karen is asking for a message that her soul might have for her.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Karen. And thank you for calling in and being on from one of my most favorite parts of the whole world, which is Scotland. I love it. Had many trips there. There seems to be a little bit of a void around you, Karen. Like, it's almost like your creative energy feels a little blocked. And I would just spend some more time in creating. And it doesn't have to be art. It doesn't have to be something that you like writing. It's like it can be with your voice. It can be singing. It can be toning. But yeah, as I say that now, it's just moving energy, and that feels really good for you. So your soul is asking you to create so that the void that's there gets filled with your light and your divine inspiration and your divine creativity. Thank you, Karen.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much. This is going to be from Cornelius from Skaneateles, Skaneateles. So if you're listening later, I might have just completely mispronounced it, but who knows? Cornelius from Skaneateles. I'm just pronouncing it phonetically. So Cornelius is asking about the primary energy block that they're holding that is impacting their soul's evolution and success.
Thank you. Oh, he's very connected to the Arcturian energy. And it's not even that he's blocked. It's that he just needs to really support himself by accessing more of that Arcturian energy. And he can do that by, you know, there's some beautiful books out there one of my teachers, Dr. Norma Milanovic, is we are the Arcturians. There's beautiful my soul sister, Amuna, that's doing work with the Arcturians. Mm-hmm. He needs that access point to be amplified for him. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Cornelius.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we'll take a few more questions in just a little bit. I wanted to take this opportunity because I know that many of you are curious, because I can feel it. I'm also curious, to be honest with you, about the offer, because there's something that I would love to talk to you later about my home. And I think most people are very curious around their home and would love to make the home more of a sanctuary and more of a sacred temple, so we can really partner with that, with our home and in that sacred relationship for our soul's evolution. So let me just share with everyone before you get going and telling us about your offer. Let me just share with everyone how to find that. If you're on the webinar page, everyone, just click on the orange button underneath Siobhan's photograph. You'll see there, there's an orange button that says special offer. Just click on that button. And then if you're not on that page and you want to follow along visually, then you'll need to type this in. So I'm going to give you the spelling here. So firstly, it's WOTA show.com, and then put in a forward slash. And this is how you spell Siobhan's name. SIOBHAN. So it's SIOBHAN and the number 10, right? Everything's lowercase. I'm going to say that one last time, and you can follow along if you like. WOTASHOW.com/SIOBHAN10, and you'll be taken to a page that says your home as an evolutionary tool. So please tell us about this offer. You've got us all very interested and curious.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian. You know, I'm so honored to even get to be with you today, because this is just my passion. You know, when I was a small child, I was very affected by energies in my home. I used to be pulled down into the bed at night. I had all these beings touching me, and I didn't realize that really what was happening is I was sleeping over a vortex, and it was pulling in energies that were trying to get released, and that I was like being pulled down with it. And that's really what drove me to find out more about how to support people with their homes, because I had to learn how to do it for myself first. I think most of great people out there, or all the people on your call at some point, got there because they had to help themselves on the front end of it, right? We are learning through our own work. So what I really want to do inside of this, it's a two-part virtual programs with me where you're going to be on Zoom. And the first part is talking about these harmful energies that have been impacting us and our home, and how to start clearing that and clearing the intensity around that and the limitation energy. I'm going to give different power techniques, two different powerful techniques to up-level the home's energy. And I'm going to really help people figure out what's in their home. What exactly are they dealing with? And I like to do it over Zoom so we can see each other and wave at each other and, you know, talk about really what's happening. And I wanted to do it over two workshops because people can go away and try things, and then we can all jump back on together and go through things, and I can answer more questions and giving you the next layer and level of the upgrade.
Beautiful. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm going to give people two different techniques to release energy from their properties. I'm going to help them figure out what's in their properties. I'm going to give them different tools and techniques and different ways they can shift the flow of their properties so that it can become so much more of a support system for them. And that investment is $77, and it's going to be over two Saturdays. So I know the dates are there, June 6th and June 20th. We're going to do it at 10 a.m. in the morning so I can, because I know I have a lot of my tribe are in Europe as well, because I'm from Ireland. So then people from Europe can come on. so we can all be on together. And if you can't make it, it will be recorded.
Beautiful. Yeah, that looks like it's a wonderful, wonderful option for people. I love the fact that it's over 2 weeks as well. Yeah, because people will have questions. And once they've integrated some of the teachings, lovely.
Well, I mean, I'm a teacher. I trained as I used to have a corporate training company a long time ago. And like, I believe in walking people through processes and then checking back in and helping people, you know, move to the next level. It's, I think that's how we learn. That's how we change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. We'll keep going. What's an option two?
So in option two, I have the same. You get, obviously, the option one as well is included. Mm-hmm. And then I've also put together two different training programs. They're video-based training programs with worksheets. And the first one is on the essential tools for energy work. It's teaching you all about how to open and close sacred space and who to call on. So who are all of the beings that you can get supported from the world of spirit and start to create relationships with them. It includes protection energy techniques and grounding energy techniques. And then I also teach you how to work with the pendulum, how to do dowsing and divining using a pendulum. When I was very young in my early 20s, I'm showing my age now, 23, I stayed with the Druids and trained with them, and they taught me all about land energies and dowsing and reading energies. So I'm going to teach people what they taught me, and I'm going to help people craft the perfect question, because the questions are very important when you're using a pendulum for dowsing. And then I'm going to give them as a bonus my manifesting checklist that I use in some of my higher, you know, bigger programs where people will work with me over 6 months. And inside of this, it's going to help people discover if there's any blocks around their manifesting abilities. So that's an hour and a half of videos plus then the checklist. And then I also have another workshop inside of that, which is also called Rituals and the Magic of Mantra to Increase Your Prosperity. I'm really excited about this one because I love mantra. I think you noticed that. I mentioned it quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's really, mm-hmm. I know, I love it. I love it so much. It's so powerful. So inside of this is a 2 hours of videos, and you also then get 2 different mantra lists. One is on specifically for increasing prosperity in the home, and then I've also included the one that I've given you already, which is how to clear negativity. And this one is all about ritual for bringing in wealth energy to your home. So we're going to look at how to harness the energy of the moon at different times and what rituals work around moon energy. We're going to look at 3 different rituals then that are called wealth rituals that you can do specifically for bringing that energy in. I'm going to talk about the magic of mantra, how it affects us on the physical level as well as the spiritual level. And I'm going to give you then that mantra list that you can use to play when you're doing the rituals and just to up-level that whole energy in your home.
Wow.
And that is $97, which also includes the virtual training with me.
Beautiful. Wow. Wow. You know, I don't often say this, but I'm really feeling everyone, you know, with the utmost conviction, I'm feeling that this is like a must-have. Really?
Oh, thank you, Ian.
Absolutely. This is, I know you haven't finished yet because there's still another option coming, but this work is so important. And I think, you know, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think I can speak for many, is that sometimes we overlook the importance of the space that we live in. And especially now, with how many hours we're spending indoors, in our space. And, you know, someone also had a question that I didn't read, but they were asking about what do we do with items that we bring into the home? You know, that's something that I think you could probably address in that video class, right?
Well, I'm going to, that was like items we bring into the home. Is that, did I hear you right, Ian?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting. I will be talking about that in the virtual training in the,
okay.
in the two classes
mm-hmm.
because it's very interesting. Like I was called to work on a home that kept having a lot of floods and leaks, and they were also ill in the home. And sometimes, I mean, in California, we have a lot of issues with the hardness of our water, so it does erode our pipes. But when you come into a home and they've had like four leaks over 4 years in the same space, you know there's a problem.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and their home was full of beings because they had bought antiques from all over Europe, and they had shipped them because they were they traveled for their work, and they'd go places and bring back 300-year-old doors from a temple or three. You know, they had these everywhere with antiques, and with the antiques were people in spirit going, "This is mine.
Yeah.
I own this." Why am I here in America?
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah, well, thanks for bringing that into our consciousness. Yeah.
Yeah.
And love to learn how to work with those energies and what to do.
Yeah, so that will be part of the virtual training. I will
okay.
talk about how to release energy from items we buy. You know, I'll go to an antique store and I'll be like, uh-oh, there's so many people in here and it's not the customers. Yeah, stuff hangs out with us. Stuff hangs out with us. Thank
yeah.
you for asking that, Ian. Thank you.
Right. And then there's option three, which is the private session with you.
Yes. So that includes all of the others as well. And then it includes a private session with me. And so what we will do is we will get on together, and I do all my sessions over Zoom because I like to video record them. And I usually just send the audio to people because it's much easier to send that rather than the whole video file. But some people do request that. And inside of that, we will just open space and we will dance together. And I will create a personalized clearing ritual for that person's soul evolution so that they up-level fast. That's what nearly all my private sessions are about. When I'm not doing a home piece, this one is because you've already got all of this other training on your home. By the time you get to me, I think you'll just be looking at evolving you. So that was my plan, was just to let people go through this whole process of learning about how to clear their own home. And of course, they can ask questions privately with me about that when we're on together. But the overall theme of this is for me to create a personalized clearing ritual for them, for their soul's evolution.
Wonderful. So this is more focused on, yeah, the soul's evolution. Of course, it's tying right in. It's so related to the home.
Yes.
Because, yeah, it's they're intrinsically connected.
We are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are intertwined. I mean, the basis of Feng Shui is that when we build a property on the land is always in harmony. But when we build on the land, we disrupt that harmony. We disrupt the elements in the space. And we now need to rebalance the harmony of our space so that it is back in alignment with nature, back in alignment with flow. Back in alignment with being fully sourced.
Wonderful. So everyone, this is available today and beyond. And of course, the workshop does start, the virtual classes start on the 6th of June.
Yeah, June 6th. Yeah, and June 20th.
Yeah.
From 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that if this is something that is calling to you, then you sign up prior to so that you can get all ready for June 6th. Beautiful. Well, lovely. Thank you so much. What a lovely, lovely offer. I'm really, really grateful that you brought that to the community. We haven't had something like this in a long time. And in fact, nothing like this in, 150 shows. So this is beautiful. It's such a beautiful offering to the community. So Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Ian. You know, and I've set it up so, you know, the second offering for people, some people may already know how to do the pendulum work and they are already light workers, so they open space and they close it all the time and they know all that. But if you don't know that work, then that's why I created that second offer, so that you could get that foundational work in first, so that by the time you get to June 6th, you know what we're talking about when I'm saying, get out your checklist, let's get your pendulum in hand, you know, let's start going through stuff together.
Yeah, I have my pendulum right on my, I'm holding it right now, as a matter of fact. I'm literally holding it.
I have mine in front of me.
I'm literally holding it. I'm not joking. It's literally here. So I'm ready. I've got my pendulum. I just need the checklist and I need to know the questions to ask it. How to frame the question. All right. Well, beautiful. Lovely, lovely. Well, let's go back to the phones as we promised for a while. And then, of course, we also have a beautiful grounding process. Anything else that you wanted to share before we go back to the phones? I know you wanted to do some work around OM. Is that going to be something that we want to do today? Or are we going to do the grounding? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a little play energy because I am so connected to mantra and, you know, I studied vibrational medicine, which really took me into that space. But then I've also done 4 yoga teacher trainings, and that then brought me more into the mantra space. And I just feel that when we it tells us so much about our energy. So I wanted everyone who's listening to just with us together, and you're probably at home, so you're probably not out in the public space, so people aren't going to stare at you. But honestly, I've done it in public places, and people thank me for it. So, you know, if you are outdoors and you suddenly start umming, people probably won't think it's that strange. But so just to premise it, we're going to just take a deep breath in. Now, there are some contraindications. Obviously, if, God bless, if anyone listening has COVID or has had lung issues or problems like that, I don't want you to attempt this. I want you to chant it in your mind. So if you do have asthma and you find it hard to take deep breaths, and for any reason at all, you can do it on the inside of yourself by just imagining you're chanting it, and it still has the same energy. So don't make yourself bad for, like, thinking you can't do it. And we may even have some, you know, I work a lot with the autism community because my son is on the autism spectrum, and my son is verbal, but a lot of individuals in that community are nonverbal. So if you're nonverbal and you're listening, and then just do it inside for whatever reason you need to. So are you willing to with me, Ian?
I am, yes.
So we're going to 3 times. And I want people to at their own level, not at my level that I'm guiding them through. I want you to be sovereign inside of your So you take it to be as long as you need to, as short as you need to. And I just want you to observe it as you do it 3 times. Take a deep breath in when you're ready. And then we're just going to go, And take a deep breath in and do it again. One more time. And relax. So this is just a way of observing in how we are receiving allowing and giving in our lives. The Om is what they call a seed mantra or a Bij mantra. It is the sound of the universe. And inside of that energy, we can explore ourselves. And we can explore how we are in the world with ourselves and with others. So the Om, the beginning of the is our outer energy. Are we overgiving? Are we balanced in our giving? And then we hit the top, and then there's a and the is how we receive, how we allow for ourselves, and how we self-care. And the tiny little bridge at the top is the space between these two worlds for ourselves. So, if you were somebody who gave lots of because like I've been teaching yoga for over 16 years, and we practice our ums, and some people really go very hard on the and then they just do a at the end. And then some people are much more and a little bit at the front. So inside of your arm, it's just a curiosity for you to explore and practice with. You find how you are inside the universe. Are you receiving enough? Are you allowing enough? Are you in service enough? Or are you overgiving? And so you can practice your arms so that they are in balance, and it helps to bring you back into balance, and everything around you will respond to that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope everyone out there had some fun with that.
Definitely. And just to answer, there were just a couple of questions about the free gift. So everyone, if you actually download the PDF, and if you actually scroll through the PDF, on the very last page, there's a link to click, and that takes you to the playlist.
Yes.
It's on Spotify.
It's inside of Spotify, because I use Spotify all the time for my work. Some people mightn't have Spotify accounts, but they can sign up for a free Spotify account. And then maybe they use Pandora or iTunes or some other way of playing their music, but they can just copy the list and find it inside of their own way of playing the music. You know, yep. So you don't have to use it through Spotify and pay to have an ad-free version if you're already a Pandora person or an iTunes person, or you find stuff on YouTube Music or whatever way you do it. This is just a list of very high vibrational music that will really help you clear the negative energy from your space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. Okay,
let's
go to Grass Valley, California, 1553. You are live on the phone.
Hi there, this is Grace. Oh, I'm so grateful to be here.
Yeah.
I have been experiencing the phenomenon of being electrocuted at night, every night when I go to bed. And I've also been hearing the sound of diesel engines running for 24 hours a day for about 15 months. The electrocution energy started in January. Can you please tell me what's going on and help me?
Wow, Grace, that's very intense, my love.
Yeah,
so there seems to be an entity in your space. Inside of that mantra list, there is a very powerful mantra for clearing entities, Jai Ti Gong. It will kick its butt. Okay, so if you just play that, you don't want to sleep with it playing, but you want to play it in your space and let it clear out through you. Also then, do start looking at the electromagnetics in your room. Like,
I don't have any. I don't have Wi-Fi.
Protect yourself even more by putting a little bit of baking soda around the edges of your bed in containers. It acts like a guard against negativity.
Okay.
And electromagnetic stress. Yeah. Okay. But your main issue is that being. Wow. So see if you can kick its butt with the Jai Qi Gong mantra. That should remove it from your space. And say, as you go to play it, I am choosing to no longer be in relationship with you. You need to leave me. I am a sovereign being. You no longer have power here. You need to leave me. I am in a sovereign space. You no longer are allowed to be anywhere in my frequency or my environment. You need to leave me. I am empowered and powerful.
Woohoo!
Right? Feel the energy of that, right?
Yeah.
Feel that, like.
I mean, I spend 5 hours at night, because it happens for 8 hours every night, yelling and screaming and calling Yeshua and the Pleiadian Council and anybody that can help me and praying for help. And my dog can't be in the house. The minute it turns on, she has to leave. I put her in the car. It's just crazy. And there were months where I had to leave the house and just drive around from 12 to 8 at night.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
So when you, Grace, my love, when you close down, when you get rid of the energy, the next, the most important piece to do after that is to close its access to you down, right?
Okay.
So you can clear energy from your space, but if you don't close its access down, it can return. I'm trying not to use bad language on the show, but you know what I'm saying, right?
You get this, girl.
I'm Irish. I can't help myself at times. And then you say, okay, now you no longer are in relationship with me. I will no longer allow it. And then close the door. Like, close it down.
Yeah, like closing the portal, closing the vortex.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this is one thing I have not tried. I have been trying everything for 6 months, and I've spent every penny that I've had on, you know, aluminum foil and grounding myself to the outdoors and buying new beds and you name it.
Well, bless you, honey. I hope that one works for you.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you so much.
Okay.
For taking
yeah.
the call.
You're very welcome.
I knew how to take that call. That
yeah,
was
thank
good.
You so
okay.
much.
Thanks, Grace. Blessings. All right. Well, Siobhan, let's go ahead and have you take us through that grounding process. So just to, we'll end the call this way. So it's nearing
beautiful.
The end. Yeah. So just share with us what you'll be doing. And then by all means, take us right through it.
Yeah, I'd love to. So when the guru, we'll call it that beautiful guru layer, was now adding a ceiling in on our evolution instead of supporting us, it left and a lot of us became very ungrounded. There was two reasons. One, we were really being anchored to that energy. So a lot of people were using that as a guidance access. And then people were like, well, where'd my guidance go? I've heard people say they feel they were guideless, or that people were whose usual access, they can't find their usual access point. So people have been going more out of their body trying to find their access point, right? But their access point is actually in body. It's different. It's shifted. It's sovereign. We're now here. So we need to come back down into our bodies. So I'm going to invite us to really come back into our bodies. And then I'm going to invite us to just create an energy frequency to surround us and really wrap us in light so that we stay sovereign. We stay inside of that cocoon of light. So in this very moment in time, my beautiful beloveds, I would love for you to connect into the earth beneath you through your feet, feeling into the earth, feeling the chair beneath you supporting you. And take a deep breath into the body and allow yourself to settle. Allow yourself to be aligned. Allow yourself to be supported. We're going to call in all of the great beings of light that are here to support us at this time. All of our starseed energy that is here to support us at this time. All of these beautiful ones that want to hold us sacred and help us evolve and help us understand our own sovereign selves. And from inside of that space, of that protective energy, of that aligned energy, of that light space energy, take a deep breath back into the body. Take a deep breath into the space that is you. Allow the breath to enter through the nose or the mouth. And as you exhale, allow yourself to soften, to melt, to release, and let go. And with every breath that comes in and out of the body, your body begins to melt more and more, relax more and more, receive all of the magnificent energy that is here for you, for your highest and best good. And at this very moment in time, I want you to become really aware of that chair supporting you. I want you to become very aware of the soles of your feet on the planet Earth grounding you. I want you to check in to see if there's any parts of you that are outside of your body. And as you invite them to return to you, I want you to invite them to return to you whole and healed, aligned and supportive. So that all of the pieces of you that you've left in different places or spaces come back to you whole and healed, aligned and supported for your best and highest good. Take a deep breath in. Bring all of those pieces back to yourself. Allow your body to begin to become into full form, full energy form, full alignment, fully guided, fully supported, fully sovereign. You are a magnificent being of light. You are a magnificent, sovereign being, fully anchored here on this planet, fully supported, fully accessing all of the Earth's prosperity. You allow yourself now from this sovereign space to receive. You allow yourself in this sovereign space to be all that you're here to be, anchored and grounded, owning its power, owning your truth of beauty, your vibrational gift, your mission and vision. And inside of this space, you allow yourself to receive love. That love is going to flow to you from your soul. That soul is already fully sourced. It's going to allow all of this divine love energy to be brought down into your space, grounded, anchored, supported, vibrating light and love and healing. And now allow this energy of love that is filling you up completely from the tips of your toes, all the way through the body, all the way through the torso, into the arms and the fingertips, all the way through the shoulders, the neck, the head. Allow that then to radiate out around you so that you are in an energy orb of love, of light, of peace, of your own making. Divine Source, fully sovereign, fully anchored, fully guided. And so it is. Your best and highest good. Feeling now into the space that is you. Feeling into the space around you. Feeling that energy of love and light radiating out into your home. Radiating out into your family, into those that you live with, permeating every part of your home, property, your divine, your love, your sovereign. And take a deep breath into the body. Thank this beautiful divine energy. Thank your soul for connecting you to it. Thank your body for choosing to receive it. Thank yourselves for activating with it. Thank all aspects of you and who you are in this very moment in time. Feel into the earth beneath you. Feel your toes, wriggle them in your shoes, or if they're barefoot, wriggle them on the ground. Whatever that surface is beneath your feet, feel into that connection. Feel into the body, on the chair, in time, space, wherever it is. Take a deep breath back in. Wriggle the fingers, wriggle the toes. Bring your hands together, rub them together, bringing heat into the body. You can gently cup your eyes if you wish. Feeling that radiating heat. And you can do that a couple of times. And when you're ready, yawn and stretch, open your eyes. And be back fully in the room, aware of the sounds around you, aware of the sound of my voice, aware of the air entering your nostrils, and the ground beneath you supporting you, and the chair beneath you supporting you. And you are back. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Beautiful. What a wonderful, wonderful call we had today. Thank you for your presence and your sharing and your transmissions of energy and just really helping us to connect to our space more deeply and realize the importance of partnering with our spaces, yeah, our beautiful, beautiful homes, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ian. It's been such a pleasure. We're very honored to be here.
Yeah, what a lovely show. So thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, Ian. Thank you.
And thank you everyone for being here, for creating this space. It is such an honor to be here with every one of you. Thank you so much for being part of the tribe. Much, much love to you all. And we thank.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye now. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. Thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you. Okay, namaste. Bye now.